Don't jump hoops. Don't just go to college. Don't just work. To learn, you have to learn for real. To learn something for real is to gain the ability to use it in your life. To just learn something towards some bigger goal is not learning. Building boring little bridges towards some distant aim is called getting an impression of education. Teachers often use this tactic to hide their incompetence, and a lot of time to fuzz a vile tactic that actually robs you of real education. They purposefully create an incomprehensible curriculum which just requires low effort on their part, knowing that unintegrated knowledge will make you fear failing the class and ruining your GPA, and thus force you to memorize. Cramming was not invented by crappy students. It is a tactic imposed by fake teachers. You can't learn something by merely jumping hoops to get there. By asking, "Well, how do I become a doctor then?" you are revealing that you probably shouldn't be a doctor. A professional is someone who is predisposed for a particular field by the unique constellation of curiosities that defines their own quest for knowledge. Like happiness, arriving at a field must ensue from smaller curiosities that eventually lead you there. Meaning, you can't choose a career. It will emerge out of you based on your interests, based on who you are. If you force yourself into a career incompatible with your curiosities, you will not have the drive to go above and beyond. As that drive is precisely powered by your unique constellation of curiosities. This is the difference between becoming a doctor or a professor that people must respect and a great being who ends up making lasting contributions to humankind. You see, to grow up means to grow all the way up and become a great being. The curiosities that grant you your greater powers help you rise above all the others by driving you far and beyond forward. The answers to your ever-growing constellation of curiosities bring you joy, health, pleasure, a sense of accomplishment. The pursuit of your curiosities is how you integrate knowledge within you, how you compact it to make it strong and refined so that you may build on top of it. If years of pursuits of your curiosities take you to becoming a doctor, then you will carry a unique wisdom that will push your field forward. One thing is certain, your search for answers will take you across many fields. You will learn for real across many different areas. And you will revisit most of them countless many times, dancing from biology to programming to mathematics to microbiology to genetics to art. Your ultimate destination is all the way up on top, right in the middle of where growing all the way up resides. And there is no name for it. It is perfectly new and unique. It won't exist as a college class. From that height, you will need to step down to a field. You will approach your profession from above, overpowering it with your capabilities. You will dominate it, expand it, and lead it. You see, without learning for real, you will never rise upwards and around to discover your center. You will stay on the bottom of your mountain, in your confusion, mistakenly wishing that you had done as you were told by somebody else. Which brings us to the final point. We are so brilliant, and our minds can become so immensely powerful by the way they compact information and refine it to make it stronger. That, in a universal cruelty, our lives will never, ever be long enough. Even so, humanity in its brilliance found a way in writing fascinating books. Here we can keep our spirit somewhat alive and certainly indefinitely. This act of survival is called leaving a positive, meaningful, and lasting legacy. But listen, this will only ever work when you describe the path you took through your own unique constellation of curiosities, as that will help others learn about who they are. In order for your legacy to capture your spirit in a way that becomes worth keeping and reading and revisiting, it has to capture all your adventures, all the joy, and all the seriousness and foolishness as well. In short, your legacy must make people feel and laugh. They must be able to befriend you across your many quests and adventures 1,000 years from now. So you see, you cannot choose a field or a career or listen to your guardians or professors or jump through hoops. Because if you do, you will not be able to write about your discoveries, about all the side quests that made you you, that are so extraordinarily valuable to all the people looking at you. You cannot start your book with, "My mother wanted me to be a doctor," unless what follows is something like, "But I had something greater in mind."